Okay. Shkaya, thank you for doing it on Zoom. I'm sorry about that. It's didn't want to miss the Sifa, so it's good. The month of Adar of our learning is sponsored by Eitan, Yosef, Leia, and Ora Melamed, or Melamed, in honor of Sophie Melamed. We appreciate that. And this week's learning, this is extremely important, this week's learning is sponsored by Rabbeinu Nick and Alana Jerkowitz, in honor and in appreciation of Rabbeinu Rav Willy Kluger. So we appreciate that sponsorship, that donation. And, for all of those who are on this Zoom call right now who appreciate Willy, so there are other weeks that are open that you can show that appreciation as well. So we are going to try B'li Neder Mitz Hashem. Chever did have a chance to look or try to look at some of the Marmor Komos at least. Like, was that somewhat focused on? Okay, good, fine. So I've done this twice already. I've done this more than twice already this year, but twice recently. It's a different type of apology, but I have to apologize again on this Chavura. Not as much as last time because it not being a Davar Shalem, more for the following reason. Like, what I promised that I wanted to talk about B'li Neder is the sugya of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichas, which comes up in our Taisus, as we'll get to in a second. The issue with that is that Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas is a sugya that's Rechava Mina Yam. I mean, it's mamash a Shas topic. Shlichas is a Shas topic, Zechiyah is a Shas topic, the blending of the two is a Shas topic, the Rishonim all talk about it, the Achronim all talk about the Rishonim, so it's really like endless. It's Mayim Shein Lam Sof. So anything I'm going to try to say, not only is it not going to be a full picture, it's also mistama, there's going to be kashas from multiple places on any mahalach. So this is not betoras, you know, we're owning the sugya of zechim mitam shlichas, but it is betoras. We'll get hopefully a view into the sugya from a few mahalach to share with you. And I have a mahalach I want to share, b'siat tishmaya. We may or may not have kashas from certain sugyas, but the mahalach will present the yisod that's helpful in learning this sugya and other sugyas, b'siat tishmaya. So if we start with the taisa just to pater ourselves. So the Gemara gets onto it. Obviously, it's not our sugya, but the Gemara gets onto it because the Gemara gets onto the case of the ger she'in lo yarshim, and the Tosis here is handing on some chasim abeis that the Gemara has this assumption that a katan is going to have nechasim that we're worrying about Yerusha from. Vim tomar minale l'hai katan mamona. What are you talking about? How could a katan have property? What does that mean? How would he ever have property that we're going to talk about Yerusha from his property? We say in Baba Basra, ain zechiyah lekatan. He doesn't have zechiyah. He can't be zechin nechasim. Maybe someone else is zechin for him. So, Tais say here that even if you have such a concept of zechiyah, of zechin le'adam shelo b'fanav, so we certainly don't have zechin by a katan. And even if we have zechiyah lekatan, we certainly don't have it on a deraisa level. Why not? There can't be nechasim for a katan at deraisa level because you can't have zechiyah for a katan. Why not? Because Tais makes an assumption here, a big jump. They say that zechiyah is mitam shlichas. Zechiyah is mitam shlichas. Katan avada doesn't have shlichas. We know that a katan doesn't have shlichas, so we can't have zechiyah. Midar abanan, did they have a takana that you could have zechiyah? Fine, you could don on that. Some will say yes, some will say no. But certainly they don't have on level d'araisa. Zachin l'adam shel b'fanav doesn't apply to katan because zechiyah is mitam shlichas. His raya from Bava Metzia by chatzer. Yeah. So when we talk about the sugya of zechiyah mitam shlichas, so the way to, I guess, really begin is the following perspective in the Rishonim. So you saw, this was bracketed, which Willie pointed out, brackets means nothing, but I pointed out brackets means optional. So the Tosfos Rush, we're starting before the Gemara even, the Tosfos Rush in the same place that I was Mitzayin it, I was really being Mitzayin at different Tosfos Rush, but it doesn't matter. The Tosfos Rush tells us what he thinks Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas means in Maseches Kedushin on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. There, the Tosfos Rush, and this is the Rush everywhere, the Rush in Bava Metzia, Tosfos and Ksubas have the same lashon. Also on Yoral, if you saw it, I'm sure. So the Tosfos Rush says like this: Ve'im Tomar Lama Li LeMeimar De'in Katan Zocha Tepig Li De'Lav Bar Shlichas Hu. I don't need a mucker. His handling from the Gemara there. Tosfos Rush in Kedushin Dibur Maskel Ish Zocha. I don't need a mucker. I don't need a source to tell me that a Katan doesn't have Zechiyah. Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas Hu. I know he doesn't have Zechiyah because Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas De Kevin De Zechus Hu Lo Nechshav Ki Lo Asav Shliach Lizkos Ba'Avuro. So, Zechiyah is mitam shlichas. That our Tosfos already told us. And because of that, you don't need a pasuk extra to tell you that there's no zechia by a katan, because a katan doesn't have shlichas in the first place. So of course, not a zechia. What the Tosfos Rashi adds, which is very critical, very very critical to pay attention to, is listen to the lashon again. Again, he says it also strong in Bava Metzia in the Rush, and the Tosfos in Ksubos Amir Aleph has a lashon like this as well. But listen to the words if you don't have it inside. V'zechia mitam shlichas hu. Fine. Dekevan dizechus hulo, since this is a beneficial acquisition for the katan, nechshav ki'ilu aso shliach liskos ba'avuro. It's considered as if, or in other places, anan sadi, right, we have an anan sadi, we shots it up, as if the katan was mimana shliach here, as if the katan did appoint this guy to be his shliach. So it's not that zechia mitam shlichos, that a katan can't have it because zechia is magically mitam shlichos. No, the pshat in zechia is that it works through shlichos. You understand? Meaning, normally speaking, in a regular case of shlichos, you need a person to say, I now, hineni muchan mazuman, to appoint you, my shaliach, to perform the following task, to be zochan the following item, whatever it might be, to make a kinyan, etc. In the case of zechia, so since it's a zchus, I don't need you to tell me that you appoint me. It's obvious that I'm appointed. Hineni, you know, omeid umezuman umemune, to do your task for you, to acquire the item for you. Zachin la'adam mitam zechia is really working through a shlichus, because there's an assumed appointment of the shaliach through the anansadi that Tosfos Rashi is referring to. Fine. So that's clear. That's important right now, inherently, because it gives us very interesting... By the way, is my audio good? Crystal clear? Okay, good. It gives you a clarity a little bit in terms of the way to say Zechia Mitam Shlichus. We're going to see it's even more critical soon, because not every Rishon is going to say the same way as the Rush. The same way as the Rush. All right, Per, are you watching a movie while I'm talking? Okay, so it's not going to be exactly the same in every Rishon. Zach, you're behind him. You see anything on the screen? It's not going to be exactly the same as the Tosfos Rashi, so it's important to pay attention to. But the difference, the nuanced difference, is not only going to be a difference in terms of learning Zechia Mitam Shlichus, but it's going to be very, very different in terms of our understanding of the Lamdas and the Sugya as well. So you have to keep track of the fact that the Rush, again, the Tosfos Rashi here in Kedushin and elsewhere as well, says this way, that it's sort of through this Anan Sadi of appointment of the Shliach. Okay, let's jump for a second. People here saw the Gemara, the Shaka Tarya on Kedushin Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Meaning a nodding of heads. Yeah, so, Mistam, you saw the issue, right? You saw the issue with, if you hold Zechia Mitam Shlichus, is a major issue. Why? Because the Gemara here in Mem Beis in Kiddushin says, Ve'ela had amar of Gidol amar hav, minayin shel shlucho shel adam kamoso. Mech teisi minalan, where do we know from that a shlucho shel adam is kamoso? Which sounds like it's asking, what's the source for Shlichus? Shenemai, the Pasuk says, Nasiachah, Nasiachah, Mate. What do you mean? Typically, Shlichus mehacha? V'tizbro da shlichusu? Is that really what Shlichus comes from? That doesn't make sense that pasuk is talking about shlichus. Why? Because that pasuk, in terms of splitting up the nachla, the chalukas haaretz, includes not only adults, or adults, but also kitanim, minors. And we know that minors certainly don't have shlichus. V'akitanim lav b'nei shlichus ninu. Okay, so everything here is glot, right? If you're talking about a source for shlichus, it doesn't make sense to talk about a pasuk that includes kitanim, because kitanim don't have shlichus. So obviously that pasuk is not the source for shlichus. Elamai, ela, ki had the Rava Barav Huna, the Amarav Barav Huna, Amarav, Gid Amarav, minayin shezachin la'adam shlo befanav. Not from where do we know, or from whence is the proper way, maybe. From whence, I'm not even sure if that's true, but it sounds good. From whence do we know, I really don't know. From whence do we know that there's a concept of shlichus? No, that's not the kasha. The kasha is, from whence do we know that there's a din of zechia, of zachin l'adam shalom b'fanav, shnemar nasiachad nasiachad, and then the Gemara rejects this. V'tizbar zechusu, hachova nami ika, di'ikad nichle b'har, v'lo nichle b'bika, v'ikad nichle b'bika, v'lo nichle b'har. You know, Rabbi Rosenbluth prefers the valley, but other people might prefer to live higher up. Okay, so different people prefer it different ways. So you can't say it's a zachen l'adam shlo b'fanav mamish, right? You can't say that it's mamish zachen l'adam shlo b'fanav, because it's a zechus l'zeh and a chov l'zeh. So because of that, it can't be the source. It can't be the source of zechia either from this case. So the obvious kasha, which literally jumps off the page and multiple rishonim deal with, that you saw in the Tosfos Rashi and hopefully in the Ran, more importantly, the ultimate kasha here, the Ba'am kasha, it sounds like, is that I don't understand. Tosfos Rashi, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, if Zechia is mitam shlichus, And the Gemara says that this is the source for shlichus from this pasuk. And then it says it can't be the source for shlichus because ketanim don't have shlichus, and the pasuk includes ketanim. And the Gemara says, you're right, maybe it's the source for zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Forget about the rejection. What's the pshat in that suggestion? If zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav is mitam shlichus, and you can't have shlichus by a katan, Gemara already admitted to that, you can't have shlichus by a katan, so how does the Gemara come back and say, oh, maybe it's the source for zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav? What's zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav? That's also mitam shlichus. So you also can't have that by ketanim. What are you talking about? If zechiyah is mitam shlichus, then how do you even have a hava mina that once we reject shlichus because it includes ketanim, so you have to reject zechiyah also, memela? Why do you have to have a second stage in the Gemara? The Gemara ends up rejecting zechiyah, but not for that reason. The Gemara ends up rejecting zachin, because this isn't really zechus. This is really a zechus and a chova. So it's a zachin, it's chavin ladam shol b'fanav, it's a little bit of both, so it's not a good makar for zachin ladam shol b'fanav. But be'etzim, the Gemara was willing to allow that you could have said zechiyah here, and include ketanim, even though obviously ketanim don't have shlichas. That's the kasha from the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Beis. That's the kasha that Tosfos Rush almost dies from. That we all understood and saw the kasha already. Fine. So Tosfos Rush gives mamish, very geschmack in terms. If Rabbi Bergman would love this Tosfos Rush. The Tosfos Rush basically says in a chanami, the maksha. This is unbelievable. The teretz from the get go. Once you knew that this that shlichus is being rejected because ketanim are not included in shlichus, and this Gemara, obviously, this din, sorry, is about ketanim as well. So it was obvious that zechiyah could not be raised either. That was obvious. But when the Maksha asked his question, the Tosfos Rush suggests, I'll read it to you a little bit, v'hamaksha shehikshe v'tizbara zechusu, is it really a zechus? Rather, it's a zachan v'chavin. Lo hevin yafet divrei ha'mataretz. He didn't really understand what the answer or the Mataris was trying to say. The Tosfos Rush says this unbelievable pshat. He says the Maksha misunderstood the Tartzin, the Teretz. The Teretz was always supposed to be that this is a case of Liskos al Menas Lachov. That was always the Teretz. The Mataris said Zachin, all he meant was Zachin al Menas Lachov. When the Matarit said, oh, maybe this isn't a case of Shlichus, it's a case of Zechiyah, he meant it's a case of Zechiyah Amanas Lachav. The Maksha understood that to mean simple Zechiyah, and then went on to, what do you mean Zechiyah? It can't be Zechiyah because it's also a Chov. But really, in the original Teretz, when the Gemara had said, Zachin, maybe there's a source for Zechiyah, the Gemara meant, this is a source for Zechiyah V'chov, and that can't make sense because it's a Zechiyah and a Chov. And the Maksha asks the question and then comes back to square one. But the Gemara never meant to suggest. The Gemara never ever meant to suggest that you could have Zechiyah, you could be do a Mechaye Mesem on Zechiyah if Shlichus was knocked off. Once Shlichus was knocked off because Ketanim are involved here, you can't say this is a Makar for Zechiyah either. So, you have to learn the Tosfos Rush says, you have to learn the Gemara. There was a mistake in Havana, in Achanami. Obviously, if Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus, you can never have a Havmina, never entertain a Havmina. That Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus, and yet a Katan could have Zechiyah rejected for another reason. No, you never could have had Zechiyah. The Gemara was asking that maybe there's a source for Zachin V'chavin, and then rejecting that for some other third reason. Okay. So, according to the Tosfos Rush, the Makor of the Din, again, of Zechiyah, it's not, this doesn't matter so much for us right now, but it's not a Pasuk, meaning you don't really need a Pasuk. Whatever the source for Shlichus is the source for Zechiyah, right? That's based on what we said earlier. Meaning, if there's such a concept as Shlichus in Torah, then there's also a source of such a concept as Zechiyah. Why? Because Zechiyah mitam Shlichus, namely, normally you have to appoint a Shliach to do your bidding, to do your Shlichus. However, there are cases where it's so obviously nichalei that you don't need to appoint anyone, that's Zechiyah mitam Shlichus. But you don't need a separate din of Zechiyah, it's just Shlichus without appointment, because you already have the appointment. The Minui Shlichus. Okay. That's how the Rush dealt with that Gemara. And it's fascinating, but not exactly where we're going. The Ran, you had a chance to see the Ran, hopefully, a little bit. The Ran in Kedushan, Tezayin, and Daperif. And again, I only have a small Gemara here, although he has this big old Gemara, but I'm not going to try. But I do have, I have pieces of the Ran, so I'm not going to be able to tell you where on the page it is, but at least I'll, you can find the words if you're looking along. So the Ran brings the same exact kasha as the Tosfos Rush, but he gives a different teretz. He gives something else entirely. He says different teretz than the Rush. So he's also bothered because the Ran himself also assumes that Zechiah is mitam shlichus. He certainly thinks that's true. The Ran says it's muchach that way. Al karchach, you have to say Zechiah is mitam shlichus. He says that because his gears in the Gemara Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph, which I'm sure you've seen Tosas references, the Gemara Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph, the Ran has the girsa that there's no Zechiah min HaTorah by a katan, and Zechiah of a katan is only midarabanan. Again, Tosas and Ksubas have two girsas about this, but the Ran assumes that Zechiah of a katan is only midarabanan. Ein Zechiah l'katan min HaTorah is clearly because Ein Shlichus l'katan, which is what our Tosas on Samech Ches Amud Beis had said as well, correct? So the Ran had the same hechrech, the same proof. It was muchach for the same reason that you have to say Zechiah mitam shlichus. So what's the pshat in our shak levitaria in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Mem Beis and Aleph? What's the pshat that the Gemara seems to clearly assume that you can't have shlichus by a katan and yet still entertains the possibility that you could have Zechiah by a katan? Aye, Zechiah is mitam shlichus. What are you talking about? So the Ran also, the kasha is a hard kasha, and he gives a hard teretz. He says, basically, in Achanami, at that stage in the Gemara, we thought Zechiah was lav mitam shlichus, right? You saw this? The Ran says you have to read into the Gemara that the Gemara was al ze anu danim, right? The Gemara was discovering here that Zechiah is mitam shlichus, meaning, at the first stage, the Gemara said, maybe this pasuk in Nesi'achad is a source for shlichus. What are you talking about? Kitanim don't have shlichus. The Gemara said, aye, maybe Zechiah. And in Achanami, says the Ran, at that stage in the Gemara, the Gemara thought, maybe it's possible that Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. Limaskana, once we realize that Nesi'achad is not referring to Zachin, we can realize, based on other Gemaras, not only based on our Gemara, based on other Gemaras like the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Aleph, we can realize that Zechiah really is mitam shlichus. It really is grouped together with shlichus. The maskanas of Gemara is not like the Havmina, and we end up understanding Zechiah mitam shlichus. Okay, the Teretz leaves what to be desired in terms of reading the Gemara, but it's a hard kasha for Lamanda Amar Zechiah mitam shlichus. So he twists into a pretzel to give the answer. But here, the Ran assumes that the Gemara was understanding for the first time that Zechiah is really mitam shlichus, and so much so that in the beginning, initial stage, the Gemara didn't know Zechiah mitam shlichus, which is why it was willing to suggest, and then reject, but suggest that Zechiah would work for a katan, even though shlichus would not work for a katan. But in Achanami, the maskana is, of course, that that we have Zechiah mitam shlichus. In that context, this is the part that we want to get to. Again, the Shakatar is just a Hechatimsa, although if we have time, I really think I have a B'siyat HaShemai B'li Neder glot read in the Shakatar for later, if we have time to get back to it. If not, maybe someone remind me in the base Medrash to talk it out, but at least to use the propel us into the Ran. So the Ran here had an interesting line. Again, I don't know where it is on your page, but I'll read for you a little bit. V'shmamina de'in zechi l'katan al midrayim. So that's where he proved the hechrich that we mentioned before, right? That Zechiah is midrayim, midrabanan by katan, and because Zechiah mitam shlichus, it's all related from the Gemara Bava Metzia, his gears in the Gemara Bava Metzia, right? So the Ran says like this. Shmamina de'in zechi l'katan al midrayim. Mashma nam mina de kol mi she'ein lo shlichus, ein lo zechiah. Anyone who has no shlichus has no zechiah. Good? Now listen to this line. Because the din is not hard to understand in terms of this line, but the svara is very difficult. The katan, mishum da asi lechlal shlichus, you guys saw this line? A katan, he is bound to end up becoming a bar shlichus. Bishah tova, with health and good fortune, he'll end up being a gadol, and he'll become a bar shlichus. He'll have someone who has a koach of shlichus. So because the Chazal saw that a katan was going to become a bar shlichus, tiknu le'rabanan zechiah. They gave matakana, right? They were misakin midrabanan, that a katan can have zechiah midrabanan, correct? Umihu lo takinu le'shlichus. So meaning that begs the question. So they were willing to make takana, so once you're giving him zechiah, give him shlichus also. Especially if you hold, like the Ran does, that zechiah is mitam shlichus. So give him both, zechiah and shlichus. Why do they only give him zechiah? Lo takinu le'shlichus. Why? Dimishum de shlichus milsa alimtahi. Because shlichus is a much, literally, stronger zach. It's a much stronger mechanism. It's a much more serious, much more heavy Torah mechanism of shlichus more than zechia. Demichi mati liyadi the shliach. Once a shliach acquires something, lamati mishalech mahadirbe, you can't possibly back out of the deal. Lo almu lizchusi lekatan kuliyai. So Chazal backed off and said, "We'll give you zechia, but we're not going to give you the stronger din, the stronger concept of shlichus." That's what the Ran said. So in the din is fine, right? Chazal are allowed to choose when to make a takana, how to make a takana, which things to be misakin about, right? That's fine. That doesn't bother anyone. But what does bother you? I mean, I'm not really going to wait for everyone to unmute, but give me a nod if you felt this kasha during Seder. What's bothersome is that, but zechia is mitam shlichus. What do you mean shlichus is a milsa alimta from zechia? Zechia is shlichus. Think about the Tosfos Rashi. Shlichus means I appoint you to do my bidding, to acquire something from me, to do a task for me, correct? So you take my role and you do for me. Zechia means what? You do my task for me, you do my role for me, you make my acquisition for me, because even though I didn't say it, since it was a zechus for me, I really did appoint you. Anansadi that I really did appoint you as my shliach. So tainu hach, it's the same exact thing. Zechia mitam shlichus means zechia is shlichus. It's a chiddush in that you could have, already have, Minoy shlichus without a literal verbalized, spelled out minoy shlichus, but it is shlichus through zechia. So how does the Ran split hairs here and cut it so finely? How does he splice the two dinim apart? That zechia, yeah, they were masakin, but shlichus, no, yeah, they were not masakin. How is that possible? How could the Ran split it like that? In Svara, in Din it's fine. They're allowed to make takanas. But in Svara, what's the Svara? That the Ran's comparing them and saying, contrasting them, and saying, Shlichus is a milsa alimta. If Shlichus is a milsa alimta, then Zechia is a milsa alimta, because Zechia is Shlichus. So what do you mean one is stronger than the other? They're the same thing. Yeah, Dani.
Isn't the difference to provide a chov for the person? Meaning, Zechia is only, you're only allowed to provide a zchus to them. So it's, even though it works mitam shlichus, it's a very limited form of shlichus.
So what I would say is what you're pointing to is a symptom. Meaning, maybe from this that you can't be chavan adam shalav afanav, and shlichus is more broad, you see that shlichus is a milsa limta, but what's the pshat in that? Meaning, what you're saying, I'm not knocking off your question, what you're saying does help, or answer, what you're saying does help, meaning you're providing why the Ran would term it a limta, because it has more koach. Fine, I give you that. I mean, that was a good hara. Now, can we just push the question back? Why would that be the case? So the reason is because you don't have a minoy shlichus if it's lechov. But you wouldn't fundamentally call shlichus more alimta because of that. It's just a technicality. It just happens to be that you don't have a minoy shlichus in that case. But it's not because shlichus is stronger. Shlichus just applies in more cases because he was memana him to do something that was a chov. But it doesn't make shlichus stronger, it just makes that guy more open to being chav on himself. So it's a ha'ara in terms of shlichus, but it doesn't make shlichus alimta from zechia fundamentally, just technically. Ellie, you have your hand up or no? Okay. So when we learned, I think it was when we learned the sugyas in Kedushin, although it was also possible when we learned the sugyas in Bava Metzia, so Rav Twersky definitely pointed this out, that the exact same question appeared at a different stage in the very same Ran. Because basically, you find the Gemara, and hopefully you saw this in the Ran at least, the Gemara in Kedushan al-Chav Gimel and Beis, three opinions in the Tanaim, so it's too much to cheshbon everything out right now. But basically you find the Gemara in Kedushan al-Chav Gimel and Beis, the Gemara has the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that an Eved Kenayni, ain lo yad lekabel get, he does not have a yad to receive, the get shichrur from his master, from his adon, he can't do that. But achirim zochen lo, you could have other people be zoche for him. So what seems to jump off the page here in this gemara as well is that again, an eved kenayni wants to get his get shichrur from his adon. It's so, I don't know if you can tell from the video, it's so hot where I'm sitting. It's crazy. The sun is like, I was right. So the obvious kasha, very similar to our previous case in the Gemara and Kedushin Membeis, the obvious kasha is as follows. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is telling us that an Eved Kenayni can't be Mekabel's get through a Shliach. why the Gemara seems to... Well, we'll come back to the why once we get to the Ran. However, Achirim Zochin Lo. You could have a case of Zochin Lo. You could have a case where other people are Zoche in the get for him. So here, L'chora, it's a major kasha on the people who say, Zechi Mitam Shlichus. Why? Because we have another case where the Gemara basically says, Shlichus does not work and Zechia does work. No? That's problematic, right? The truth is, if you look in the Ramban, there in Kedushin, the Ramban says, quote, Mikan yesh lomot shemash zachin ladam shlo bafanav eino mitam shlichus. L'fichach efshar de zachin lo lakatan afilu min ha-Torah afal bishen lo shlichus. The Ramban says, yeah, the sugyas are all intertwined. Meaning, the Gemara in Kedushin is saying, Chav Gimel now, the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Gimel is saying that you can have an instance like the Eved Kenayni where Shlichus will not work and Zachin will work, Zechia will work. By the way, it wouldn't matter if it was the opposite. It wouldn't matter if Zechia didn't work and Shlichus did work. The point is that they're split, right? But okay, in this case, Shlichus will not work, Zechia will work. What do you see? So first of all, you know, in terms of Donnie's point before, so you see one place where Zechia has more possibilities than Shlichus. Okay, that's just interesting. But it's also a technicality here, as we'll see. But secondly, what you see is that Zechia can't be mitam shlichus, because shlichus doesn't work by an Eved Kenayni, so Zechia shouldn't work by an Eved Kenayni. Elamai, Zechia lav mitam shlichus. Says the Ramban, yeah, taka. Zechia lav mitam shlichus. Zechia lav mitam shlichus from this Gemara about Eved Kenayni. Yeah. So you guys saw the Ran on this point? So the Ran has a... In the same Ran... from Tez Zayin Abayz, later on, he deals with this Gemara as well. And the Ran basically says, I'm just trying to find on my printout here, if I could find the lines for you. I didn't do a good job underlining. One second. Okay, here's a line that I think is going to help us. Kilomar. Okay, here. Af Eved. The case of Eved Kenayni that needs to be mekabel is get ad she yetze get l'rishus she'ina shelo kilomer shel adon, meaning in order for the get shichra to be chal by this Eved Kenayni, what has to happen? The get shichra has to leave the rishus of the adon and get to the Eved Kenayni, fine, but it has to leave the rishus of the adon. What happens when the adon gives the get shichra to the Eved Kenayni himself? They never left, right? Eved gufo kanoi lo, it never left. The Eved gufo kanoi lo adon hilkach ba'inan yara cherim. Therefore, you need the hand of other people, third party, to acquire the get on behalf of the Eved Kenayni. This way, what happens? The get leaves the rishus of the adon to Reuven. Reuven acquires it on behalf of Kenayni, and now it can be a zechia to him having left the rishus of the adon. But if he just gives it straight to the Eved Kenayni, then it's not going to have left as rishus. It's going to be gone straight from the adon back to the adon, because the Eved Kenayni is gufo kanoi lo to the adon. Ah. V'kevan shema she'ena Eved osa shliach enu mitam shelo tehe lo yad achir michol liskos beget v'shivilo shar yotza get l'rishus she'eno shel adon aval katan she'en lo yad v'atz moklal af achirim ein zochen lo min ha-Torah. The Ran says like this: a katan has no yad, so he can't be kona, and he can't be kona yedei shlichus either. And since Zechia is mitam shlichus, just finish the equation, he can't be zocha ayde acher either. Make sense? Katan has no yad, so he can't have shlichus. If he can't have shlichus, he can't have Zechia. That's the Ran l'shitaso, Zechia mitam shlichus, easy, right? Then the Ran tacks on, but the Eved Kenayni, who is going to acquire his yad, he's going to have a yad, so in his case, you can have a Zechia on his behalf. Even if he can't make a shliach, you still could have a Zechia on his behalf. That's what the Ran says over here. And what happens, like we said before, is that whereas by giving it to the Eved Kenayni himself, it goes right back to him, so by Zechia, at least it goes out to Rishus Achirim before it goes back to him. So it's the same problem in the Ran. This is what Rostorsky pointed out back then. It's the same problem in the Ran. We pointed out earlier that the Ran says that even though Chazal were misakin zechia for a katan, as we saw in the Gemara above, Mitzayin and Aleph, according to his girsa, that there's zechia for a katan midrabanan, they were misakin, they established that there should be such a thing as zechia for a katan midrabanan, they were not misakin such a thing by shlichus for a katan. Why not? Because the Ran's lashon was shlichus is a milsa limta. They weren't misakin that, but zechia, which is less, they were misakin. So we asked. We understand technically, like Dani said, technically it makes sense. Technically it makes sense that shlichus is alimta, but fundamentally, if they're the same thing, so then why shouldn't the takanas go hand in hand? And where they apply, and where they don't apply, fine. But they should fundamentally be linked. Here too, you have the same kasha, right? The Ran is saying that an Eved Kenaini is going to acquire his yad, therefore he has shlichus, and he's unlike a katan in that way. And the Ran here is being mechalik that you could have zechia of the get, but you can't have shlichus of the get. But zechia is mitam shlichus. So once you assume the Eved Kenaini can have shlichus, therefore he could have zechia. So it's crazy. Since he could have shlichus, he could have zechia, but he can't be zochel eshtar like the shlichus. Isn't that backwards? That's again. If we weren't learning the sugya, it'd be backwards anyways, right? Because you only get the zechia through shlichus. So here we say the Eved Kenaini is shaykh l'shlichus, so he could be zoche alidei acherim, but he can't do shlichus to be zoche. That just doesn't make sense at all. Then furthermore, when you know what the Ran's shita is, and you've seen the other Ran, it's also minei yovei very problematic, because zechia is mitam shlichus, and shlichus is the mechanism for zechia, then they should always go hand in hand. How could you split them up? It's more of the same kasha. Anyone confused or everyone clear? I feel like I'm saying clear, but it's very hard on Zoom to know for sure. Not at all, but like this is almost over. Is it clear? All right, Perry, you would tell me? Okay. So I'll tell you something that Twersky said at the time, and then we'll say Ad Kan Dvarov and Mikan Ve'ilach HaMahalach. Rutursky at the time pointed out, I don't know if you had time to look at the Reb Chaim and stencils. It's still kedai to look at tomorrow, even after the Chabura. If you don't want to look in stencils because it's long, if you look in the Birkas Shmuel in Kiddushin, I believe it's Simin Yud. It's not so long, Simin Yud, but it's Os Gimel, which is tiny. And within Os Gimel, you know, if you want another time, I could just send you a picture of mine with the underlines. It's like three lines. But basically, Reb Chaim said the following yisod. Reb Chaim said that we get all caught up in the language over here. Zach, I'm doing this for you. Rosenzweig vibes, going back on my hydraulics in my chair. So we think of the terms zechia mitam shlichus, zechia lav mitam shlichus. We're so provincial the way we think about it because the lashon throws us off. It makes us think only in terms of what the literal definition is. So if you hold zechia mitam shlichus, zechia is shlichus. If you hold zechia lav mitam shlichus, zechia is lav mitam shlichus. Reb Chaim says that's not true. You guys saw this? Reb Chaim says that the man damer says zechia mitam shlichus thinks that zechia is mitam shlichus. And the man damer who thinks zechia lav mitam shlichus also thinks zechia is mitam shlichus. What? Shots like this. Everyone agrees that zechia is mitam shlichus. It's the same mechanism of someone else doing something on your behalf. There's no other way to say it. It's shlichus, whichever way you slice it. Whether you appointed him, whether he's being zocha for you, shalom b'fanav. It's shlichus. It's definitely mitam shlichus. The man damer says zechia mitam shlichus means that there's one parsha in the Torah of shlichus that has two tracks. You could do shlichus with a minoy or shlichus without a minoy. Shlichus or zechia. But it's all one parsha of shlichus. The man damer in the Rishonim, zechia lav mitam shlichus, is not saying that it's not working through shlichus. Avada va'avada, it's working through shlichus. It's someone doing something on your behalf. But it's not within the same parsha of shlichus. It's a separate track. It's a separate din in the Torah of zechia. Both of them utilize the mechanism of shlichus, but not necessarily really given as one parsha shlema of shlichus, which splits into two. It could be shlichus two types, shlichus A and shlichus B, or it could be shlichus and zechia, which are both forms of shlichus, but separately. That's what Reb Chaim tells us. What's the nafkamina? Who cares? Sounds like semantics. Reb Chaim says the nafkamina is that all the dinim of shlichus don't have to apply to zechia. If you say zechia lav mitam shlichus, it could be that a katan could have zechia. Meaning, not that because it has nothing to do with shlichus, but because this type of shlichus doesn't have the dinim of shlichus of the other parsha of shlichus. This type of shlichus of zechia applies by katanim. It's fine. It's a different parsha. Of course, it works through an agency, but it's still a different parsha with different dinim. So, that's what Reb Chaim said. And that's a very, very important, even if we only had this chabura to give over the Arab Chaim, it would be worthwhile. I mean, that's an important operating concept to have under your belt. Arab Chaim says this about zechim itam zechim itam shlichas, zechim lav itam shlichas. Note, what we're saying about the Ran is the parallel opposite, but still the Reb Chaim is supposed to be a mashal that helps us. Within the Ran, we're having an issue. We keep seeing him say zechia mitam shlichas, and yet he's also saying that you can split zechia from shlichas. So I don't understand. If zechia is mitam shlichas, then how could you split the two? How could you say that an Eved Kenayani could be zocha through zechia, but not through shlichas? How could you say that the Chazal were misakein only zechia by a katan and not shlichas by a katan, because one is a limto, one's weaker? Hare, they're the exact same thing. Elamai, we saw earlier that the Tosfos Rush, this is where it becomes important. This is Tosfos Rush says zechiyah mitam shlichas also, right? What did the Tosfos Rush say? He said zechiyah mitam shlichas. Why? Because anan sadi, we know this is beneficial. We know this is a zechus. So we see that really be'etzem you did appoint him as a shliach. So zechiyah mitam shlichas according to the Tosfos Rush means zechiyah is shlichas, mamish shlichas. When the Ran says zechiyah mitam shlichas, what does he mean? So what's clear, al karchach, from all these dinim that the Ran is saying, what's clear is that the Ran does not mean the same thing as the Tosfos Rush. He does not think that zechiyah mitam shlichas means that there is a minui and therefore it's mamish shlichas. He means zechiyah mitam shlichas in the way, don't get confused here, the Ran means zechiyah mitam shlichas in the way that Reb Chaim explained the mandamer zechiyah lav mitam shlichas. Meaning within zechiyah mitam shlichas, there are two ways to learn. Is it zechiyah mitam shlichas, meaning zechiyah is shlichas mamish? Or is it possible that the Torah has a parsha of shlichas? And the Torah then tells us another din, a din of zechiyah. It's not that we know the din of zechiyah through Anan Sadi. It's not that Anan Sadi, that this zechiyah really is a shlichas. No. It's another din. If the additional chiddush din, it's a mechanism of zechiyah, it certainly is related to shlichus, it certainly is a track of shlichus, it's mitam shlichus, but it's not that every zechiyah is a minui shlichus, it's not already have, it's don't need. It's a different track entirely within shlichus. Sure, the mechanism is shlichus, everyone agrees to that. Like Reb Chaim pointed out, everyone agrees there's a relationship with shlichus when it comes to the zechiyah. But the Ran is saying that zechiyah mitam shlichas doesn't mean that it's an anan sadi that Yimamish appointed him. It means it's a shlichas without a minui. Again, to say it very simply, I still think I'm being clear, but it's really hard on Zoom. But I'll just say it very, very simply. The Ran and Tosfos Rush both say zechiyah mitam shlichas. Yeah? Others say zechiyah lav mitam shlichas. The Ran and Tosfos Rush both say zechiyah mitam shlichas. Elamai, the Tosfos Rush is married. Shlichas and Zechiyah are married to each other. The Ran, they're not married. They work well together, but they're not married. What's the pshat? How could you have your cake and eat it too? So the answer is that much like Reb Chaim described to us, that Zechiyah mitam shlichas, Zechiyah lav mitam shlichas, everyone agrees Zechiyah mitam shlichas, it's just a question of how much mitam shlichas. Very similarly, Ke'enze, even within Zechiyah mitam shlichas, the Ran and the Rush are arguing. The Rush thinks the pshat is that Zechiyah mitam shlichas means that anan sadi, that you already have a minoy shliach. And therefore, zechiyah is shlichas. That's the Tosfos Rush. Did I just say the Ran? That's the Tosfos Rush. The Ran says, no, zechiyah mitam shlichas means that there's a mechanism of shlichas, a second track of it, that also works in this other part of zechiyah. Not that you have a minoy shlichas, but that in the case of zechiyah, you do not need a minoy shlichas. That's the difference between the Ran and the Tosfos Rush. And for the Ran, then you can begin to understand how it could be that you can call shlichas alimta. Because shlichas is shlichas with a minor shlichas. It's something stronger. And it's understandable how you could say that an Eved Kenayani could have zechiyah and not shlichas, because they work, they may be the same parsha mechanism of shlichas, but they work differently. When it comes to zechiyah, the other is zoche in his get shechur, so it goes into a different rishus, and then he's zoche in it to go free. Shlichas works differently. There's a minoy shliach, and therefore it's not assumed to have left. We'll get back to this. It's not assumed to have left the rishus of the adam when it goes to the shliach. Good so far? Yeah, Elliot.
Does he hold it in Askamina? The Ron? Would you say that the Ron holds that a katan to do the Zechiyah? Like what Reb Chaim says, because he says that's all Askamina to do.
No, it's Kerub Chaim with look Reb Chaim, meaning it's Kerub Chaim in the sense that you could split Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas into two. But it is still the Man Darmer Zechiyah Mitam Shlichas, not Zechiyah La Mitam Shlichas. So if we wanted to put together Reb Chaim with this, we'd have to say something along the lines of there's three levels, you know? There's, it's all one exact Parsha, it's a Parsha that splits into two tracks, or it's two separate Parshios. You know? Or I should say, really, there's two levels within Parshios within two tracks. One could have the same Dinim, one could not have the same Dinim. There's like two, you'd have to split it into three. But Reb Chaim is the way we're without getting too deep into that, meaning without getting into what you're talking about, we're just saying Reb Chaim is a mashal for what we're talking about. But yeah, if you wanted to incorporate Reb Chaim, you'd have to split. You're right. You'd have to split hairs. You would have to split hairs. Correct. Yeah. So I want to try to get something out here. So that's Ad Kan. That's So you didn't have to see Or HaSameach. Even if you didn't see it, you know it. And I'm not going to... I want to, but I'm not going to go into the Or HaSameach or the Rambam that's behind the Or HaSameach, just because in the interest of time, because I do want to get something more in our sugya. But you'll see it eventually, and you know it anyways. But the Or HaSameach basically raises for us amazingly, which is why it's important, because we tend to these things, these chakiras get watered down, and therefore we tend to look at them in a watered down way. But really, Yisudasim Hari Kodesh. The Or HaSameach basically has this chakira by shlichus, which is the question of when a person makes a shliach, is the shliach kiyada richta, right? Or is the shliach his own entity, his own person, but he's acting on behalf of the other person, and therefore whatever maisa he does is misyaches back to the mishaleach. Rabbi Yosef Engel has the chakira beautifully in Lekach Tov as well, in the first klan Lekach Tov. Whether, when you say shlucho shaladim kamoso, does that mean shlucho shaladim kamoso, meaning when I appoint you a shliach, you mamish are me? Or does it mean when I appoint you a shliach, your actions come back and relate to me? I think they say a maisa, someone will correct me if I'm getting this wrong, what's his name? The other Margolios, from the back of your Yordaya, Ikari Adat or whatever. Give me the, say it, it's fine, you can unmute.
Ephraim Zalm.
Yeah, Ephraim Zalm Margolios. So they say, I think they say a story about him. You've heard the story, it's famous, I don't know. That one time he came to a chasana and he stayed later than usual. He came and he said he's here representing himself and he's also here because Rabbi Kiva Eger couldn't make it and he sent him to be at the wedding. So he stayed for first dance, second dance. He stayed for the part where the husband sings Eishes Chayil. He stayed for the part where the wife sings Eishes Chayil. He stayed for the whole, like, a whole length of the wedding. So everyone there was confused. Usually he's in and out. He's always learning. Why is he staying at the wedding so long? So they asked him, why are you staying by the chasna so long? So he said, what do you mean? Rabbi Kiva Eger sent me as a shliach. Shluch l'shalom kamoso. How long do I have to be Rabbi Kiva Eger? So he stayed by the chasna as long as possible. So he keep doing his shlichas. He could keep being him. So that's one side of the chakira. The other side of the chakira is that once he got to the chasna, it was misyachis back to Rabbi Kiva Eger that he was at the by the chasna, and now he can go home, and he already did his shlichas. There's nothing, he doesn't take on, he doesn't become Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah. So that's the classic chakira, and Rabbi Yosef Engel is great, and also the Or HaSameach is gebaldig. Rabbi Meir Simcha says this is a machlok zamarayim and kedushin mem gimel, that the amarayim themselves are arguing about this in the case of, I think, shliach Nasa 8 or something. Yeah, I think Shliach Nasa 8 is a machlokas in the Amoraim, and he says it's totally in this. If Shliach is Shluch Adam Kamoso Mamish, he can't be an 8 on the Matziv. If Shluch Adam Kamoso means that he's doing his bidding, but he's not, it's just Mesiach, he's back to him, he's not actually him, then Shliach is Nasa 8. Okay, that's a style of learning you could like or not like, but it's very geschmack where Meir Simcha says it. Okay. But perhaps it's possible that about the chakira is true in terms of shlichus, but maybe it's possible also that it's not either or. It's not one or the other, but both types of shlichus exist. Meaning, shlichus can sometimes be shluch l'shaladim kamoso mamish, and shlichus can sometimes be just that the maisa is misyaches back to the mishaleach. It's possible that you could have different scenarios in halacha where each one of those concepts is operative, and each one of those concepts is possible, is true. And I'm not the first person to suggest that. If you look, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has this in one of the Masechtas from Shemin Shkap in Shar Yosher, Shar Zion, Parak Zion. I have the Lashon here, but I'm not going to read it out. But Shar Zion, Parak Zion, Rav Shemin Shkap says this, that there really are two types of shlichus. It's not that either or chakira. You could also have an either or chakira. But additionally, it's possible that in some situations, shlichus will be shlucho shalad mekumoso mamish. And in some situations, shlucho shalad mekumoso will mean that the maise mesiach is back, but the person himself does not become the mishaleach. So is it possible to suggest the following in the Ran? Is it possible like this? What happens when you have someone who's memane a shliach? So if you're memane the shliach, then let's assume like this tzad, you're memane a shliach, there's a chalos in the gavra. I am memane you. I'm being mechel a chalos in you that you should be me for this sugya, for this kinyan, for this shlichus. Hinani memane oscha to be me. The mishaleach makes the mishulach into him. There's a chalais in the gavra, shluchu l'ashalad and kmozo mamish, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolios becomes Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's true when you appoint someone a shliach. What if someone's zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav? Now, according to the Tosafot Rush, it's the same thing. Hainu hach, there is a minui. He was mamanahim, it's just Anan Sadi, he was mamanahim. But not like the Tosafot Rush, let's say like the Ran. So if someone's zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav, it obviously is true that what he's doing relates back to the person who he's being zocha for. But does it make sense to say that zocha is mamish the mishaleach? There was no minui. There was no appointment. There was no point where the guy took his wand and put or staff and placed it on both shoulders and knighted him as his shliach. So what makes this gavra different? Elamai doesn't. So what's the pshat? So maybe the pshat's like this. Shlichus with a minui shlichus makes the gavra into the mishaleach. The Meshulach, the Shliach, becomes the Mishaleach. Zachin also works mitam Shlichas, like the Ran says, but it's a different type of Shlichas. What do you mean it's a different type of Shlichas? Well, there's no Minoi. Who cares if there's no Minoi? Maybe the difference, whether it's Minoi or not Minoi, is how heavy that Shlichas is. Is the Pshat that it becomes the Gavra HaMishaleach? Well, there's no Mishaleach here, and there is no Minoi, so it can't be that. So what is it? Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fana means that this third party doesn't become the Mishaleach, but rather his actions are able to be misyaches back to the person for whom he's being zocha. And if so, are we zocha to an incredible pshat in the Ran? Because the Ran said, Eve kenayini cannot make a shliach to be makabel his get. Why? Because when you give the get to the shliach, it's going right back to the adon. Why? He's a third party. He's someone else. And yet, zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav, if a third party comes and says, I'll be zochin the get for the Eved Kenayani, that does work, because it's Yosef Rishos Achirim, and then it goes to the Eved Kenayani. Why? He's also a shliach. What's the difference? In one case, there was a minui shlichus, in one case, there wasn't a minui shlichus. In the case where he was memana a shliach, the Eved Kenayani said, go be makabel my get shechre for me, he made this shliach into the Eved Kenayani. So now the other one tries to give him a get, and what happens? It goes right back to himself, because he is the Eved Kenayani. The Eved Kenayani is the Adon. It's an endless circle, it's an endless loop, it's not possible. But if it's a case of Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, where it's just the third party who decides, I want to be Zocha on behalf of the Eved Kenayani, he's not the Eved Kenayani, his actions will be Mesiaches back to the Eved Kenayani, but first the get leaves the Rishus of the Adon, then it goes to this third party, who's then zochet back to the Eved Kenayani. But he didn't become the Eved Kenayani because there was no Minoi Shlichus. And if there's no Minoi Shlichus, then the person does not become the Shliach, does not become the Mishaleach, but rather he's able to do things on behalf of benefiting the Mishaleach, and that Maisa can be Mesiaches back to the person who's being zochet for. But that's the difference between Zechiah and Shlichus. They're both Shlichus. They're both one person doing something for someone else. But in the case of the Tosafot Rush, they're both shlichus with a minoi, so you can't be mechalik. In the case of the Ran, one's shlichus with a minoi, one's shlichus without a minoi. Minoi makes the difference between whether he is shlucho shalom kamoso mamish, or whether his maisa is just misyaches back to the person who sent him, or to the person on behalf of whom he is being zocha. Does that make sense so far? Gevaldik, yeah? In the Ran. Tif. Okay, listen to this. Okay, we're gonna blitz here because I really want to get. I don't want to go over. There are things I still want to say. I'll ask offline about saying something tomorrow short. Anyway, you guys have the Gemara and Kedushin open? Mem Beis? If you have the Gemara and Kedushin Mem Beis and Aleph open, so remember we had a Gemara that said, Minayin Shashalichu Shalom Kamoso. Listen to this. Minayin Shashalichu Shalom Kamoso. So the Gemara said, Apostle Nesiacha Nesiacha Mata. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shlichus? That can't be Shlichus. Ketanim were being Zochen Chalukas Haaretz. So the Gemara says, maybe it's the source for Zechiah. So we frack the Kasha. What do you mean? If Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, if Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, which for some of the Rishonim it is, Tos Rosh, Ran, etc. If Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, what are you talking about? You rejected Shlichus because Ketanim can't be involved, and you're going to suggest Zechiah? How is that possible? So the Tos Rosh gave a wild, the Tartan and the Maksha, they weren't talking the same language. And the Ran gave a dachuk, yeah, we just discovered this in the middle of Gemara. Listen to Rashi. Perish Rashi, often art. Perish Rashi. Listen. V'ha havi nami ketanim. How could you say shlichos? V'ha havi nami ketanim. Benochle ha'aretz. Ketanim wore benochle ha'aretz. Green light Rashi. V'chi ha'zochim lahem b'toras shluchim ba'u. Is that possible that they came b'zochim? V'halo ein shlichos l'katan. D'gabe v'sholach v'shilcha isha ksiv. Ish ksiv. Ki yikach ish, umina yalfinam, I'll read Rashi for you, umina yalfinam de'ein shlichas lekatan. Right, Zach? That's what it says? Umina yalfinam de'ein shlichas lekatan? It's not what it says. Oh, it says something else? You're right. I was just guessing what I would have written. I would have written, from here we see that there's no such thing as shlichas by a katan. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, umina yalfinam, this is real Rashi talking, de'ein hakatan ose shliach. A katan cannot make a shliach. A katan cannot shaft a shliach. Does a katan have shlichus? Maybe. Maybe he has zechiah. Maybe it's even midaraisa according to some people, even if he doesn't have shlichus. But it's not the pshat, says Rashi, that a katan can't have shlichus. The pshat is that a katan cannot make a shliach. A katan can't form a new person who becomes him. What's the pshat? The pshat's not that there's no shlichus lekatan at all at this stage in the Gemara. The pshat is that a katan can't have a minui shlichus. He can't shaft a shliach, which leaves the door wide open to say, okay, that parsha of shlichus, of being meman as shliach, okay, a katan can't do that because it takes a very high level of das, whatever. A katan can't shaft a shliach who's going to be mamish shulchus adam moso. He can't magically turn Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius into Rabbi Kiva Eger. I get that. But, can he have Zechiah, says the Gemara? Maybe he can. Maybe he can. Why? Because Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus, but without a mino shlichus. There's no asiyas hashliach. And for Rashi, and the Ran, as we've explained until now, again, the Ran didn't give this answer in the Shaka Vatarya. I'm suggesting another answer in the Shaka Vatarya that the Ran didn't say. But maybe Rashi felt the same thing, that the pagam of shlichus by a katan is not that he can't have a mechanism of shlichus, avad he can, if he could have Zechiah. At that stage in the Gemara, or even the Maskana, according to some people. But the point that the Gemara is assuming here is that he can't be Ose Ashliach, he can't be Mana Ashliach, that's a different parsha of Shlichus, of Minui Shlichus, which is Shluchus Shalom Kamoso Mamish, and not like Zechiah, which is just Maisa HaMaseach is back to him without a Minui at all. Give me 5 minutes just to share something possible with you, and you could either come back to it or not come back to it tomorrow. Meaning, you can either come back to it or not come back tomorrow, but I won't take your time tomorrow. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Yoram and Aleph, I don't know if I put that on the Mar Makomos, but the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Yoram and Aleph talks about the case of Tofis L'Baal Chov V'Makom Shechav L'Achrini. So there, the Gemara says that a person, Hamagbiya Metzia L'Chavero, is Lo Kana Chavero. You can't be pick up a Bizoche in a you can't be Zoche in a Metzia, a lost object, on behalf of your friend, because what that is basically me being zocha. Let's say I have chavis to people, so I want to be zocha in this chavis that if I'm on the floor, so that my baal chov should get it. But what I'm doing then is I'm being zocha in this chov in order to give to my baal chov. But there's 100 other baal chov who might want to be zocha in it. So it's tofes lebaal chov b'makom shechav la'achrini. I'm removing the possibility from other people doing it. Was that clear enough for a basic working understand? Oh, what do we call it? A working definition? a working definition of the Gemara. Fine. So Rashi there says something that Tosfos think is perplexing. Rashi says there that I wrote down the Rashi here. Rashi says there lo kana kidamar b'ksubis the lav kol kamini lios kofitz me'ela v'chav le'elu. He can't jump and make his zechus on account and on at the expense of other people. Me'achesh lo aso oso hanosha shliach litvos, because he didn't make you a shliach to be tofes that metzia. You decided on your own. He didn't make you a shliach to do so. Tosfos are bothered. What does it sound like in Rashi? Okay, in this case, he didn't make him a shliach. But had he been made a shliach, had he been appointed a shliach, he would be able to be tofes l'bal chov makom shechav l'achrini. Tosfos say lo yitachin, because there's a gemara in Ksubas, I'm guessing pei dalet, although I could check, but I think pei dalet on base, where the gemara is pretty clear that you can't have tofes l'bal chov makom shechav l'achrini, even ba'asa o shliach, even if this guy is a shliach, to be tofes this chov b'makom shechav l'achrini. So Tosfos are bothered by Rashi for an explicit gemara. Additionally, what's pointed out here is that Rashi seems to be assuming that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, correct? Because Rashi says tofis lebal chov b'makom shechav la'achrini. If I am magbia matzila chavero, it doesn't work because I was zoche, but I wasn't a shliach. But says Rashi, if you were a shliach, it would work. Mashma, that zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav is not mitam shlichus, which is why it doesn't work. But had I been a shliach, it would work. Yeah? So Tosfos are bothered, just technically the Gemara is against that. Additionally, the Achronim ask that Rashi all over Shas, but particularly two blot later on Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Bav Metzia, Rashi says basically very clearly that Zechiah is mitam shlichus. He says it in Bav Metzia Beis, he says it in Psachim Tzadi Aleph, Gittin Daf Tes, very clear that Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus. I'll just read you Bav Metzia Yud Beis Amud Aleph if you have it open, or a pair you have a Bav Metzia, or you have something else. Ksubis. So Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says in Dibra Masl Gab Matana, if we were really being quickly reading it, it sounds like Tosfos Rashi, but it certainly sounds like Zechiah mitam shlichus. So I understand. In one place Rashi says Zechiah lav mitam shlichus. Another place Rashi says Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus. So again, Zach, read that Tosfos and Bav Metzia Beis Amud Aleph more carefully. He doesn't say that Anan Sadi, that you made him a shliach. Anan Sadi de Nichele Shetei Shlucho. So basically, Lefi Darkeno until now, they're not really a stira in Rashi. Rashi thinks Shlichus and Zechiah are different. That's true. And that's why on Yudam and Aleph, Rashi says that if you were Osa Shliach, he could be Tofis L'Baal Chov, but if you weren't Osa Shliach, he couldn't be Zochanet Mishum Zachan L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav. But that's not to say that Rashi thinks Zachan L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. What it is to say is the following. It means that Zechiah is mitam shlichus without a minoy shliach. If you have a Zechiah mitam shlichus without a minoy shliach, you don't have the koach to be able to be tofes l'bal chov. If you're memana a shliach, and maybe this is because when you're memana the shliach and he becomes shluchus al mekumoso, now it's kol kamine, now he's the gaver himself. So if the bal chov was memana you to be tofes, you are the bal chov, so you're not being zochah for someone else. It's mamish being tofes for yourself. Fine. So Rashi says, if you would have made him a shliach, it would work to be tofes l'bal chov makom shechav l'achrini. Elamai, he didn't make you a shliach. Is that to say Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus? No. Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus, but without a minoy. A minoy super makes him Superman, makes him super shliach, that he becomes like the Mishaleich himself. Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Aleph is not saying Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus all the way. He's saying Anan Sadi Denicha Leishet Tehei Shlucha. He's saying that by Zechiah, we have an Anan Sadi that, not that Anan Sadi like Tosfos Rashi said, that you made him a shliach. An Anan Sadi that you're happy with his shlichus. An Anan Sadi that we're happy that this guy should do the zechus on my behalf. So Zechiah is mitam shlichus in both Rashis. The reason why Rashi on Yoram and Aleph, even though all across Shas, Rashi seems to say Zechiah is yeah mitam shlichus, Rashi on Yoram and Aleph seems to say Zechiah and shlichus can be separated, can be bifurcated. The reason is not because Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus on Yoram Aleph. It's because Rashi and Bav Metzia on Yoram Aleph is saying there's a difference between the two types of shlichus. Zechiah mitam shlichus is without a minoy shliach, and therefore it's weaker shlichus. Zechiah which is with a shlichus, shlichus, which is with a minoy, is a stronger shlichus, which makes the shliach mamish into the mishaleach, and that's why he has more koach, more of a kol kamine, to do more things. Okay, that we sped through very, very quickly, but hopefully you chapped a little bit of it, and even if you did not, it's kedai to look at Rashi Bab Metzia Yerim Ralf, Tosas there, the Gemara in Ksubis, the Ktsos in Simon Kuf Hei, and then this Rashi on Yud Beis Amar Aleph, and then try to think about the Yesod we developed until now, and see how I was trying to explain that it accounts for it. And again, whether it's Rashi Lishitasa from Kedushin Mem Beis Amar Aleph, that's already above my pay grade, but at least it does flow consistently with the Pshat we offered in Kedushin Mem Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.